When it comes to leadership, what is the first and the most important level or like place to start? The first step, the first phase when it comes to leadership. What is the first one and the most important one? You know what it is? It's called self-leadership. If you can't lead yourself, how are you gonna lead somebody else? Whether it's your dog or your fish or your kids or your family or a team, or you're running, you know, like different businesses, 8 different businesses from here, right? So you need to have some understanding of leadership to be able to run businesses, to run anything. Otherwise, you're gonna cause a lot of freaking stress for yourself, right? So what is the first and most important thing when it comes to your leadership? Self-leadership. You leading yourself. It's if you can't lead yourself, you can't lead others. It's like the blind leading the blind. Come on, guys, let's go. Follow me. Yeah. Boom. Everybody's going to fall into a ditch. Everybody's going to hit walls. Everybody's going to have problems and issues because you're following somebody that doesn't know where they're going. A leader needs to know. They have to have a level of self-leadership first. And what does that mean? See, if you're going to lead somebody else well, and I suggest that you kind of embrace the fact that, or embrace the position of you being a leader. Okay. I believe everybody is a leader at some level, in some way, with someone. You know, whether that you know it or not, because leadership is influence. So if you have some level of influence on somebody around you, whether it's a friend, whether they know it or not, you're influencing people. So you are a leader at some level, in some way. So just take that part, right? Like, yes, Richard, okay, I'm a freaking leader, right? So now how can we better? How can we grow? Not everybody's a great leader. Not everybody's a good leader. Not everybody's an okay leader. But we can all get better. And the first thing, the most important thing that we need to learn when it comes to leadership is to lead ourselves. That's where it starts. So what is self-leadership? This is you having self-awareness. How can you lead something you're not even aware of? How can you control something that you're not aware of? So you first need to have self-awareness, like aware of your thoughts, of your feelings, your emotions, aware of your time, aware of your day, what's around you, who's around you, aware, just having some kind of awareness, and you're not just a robot just going through the motions and not being conscious, not being intentional with what you're doing in your life. Like a good leader, like first leading yourself, is somebody who is living intentionally, not somebody who is just, oh, I hope this works out. I hope today is good. I hope I have a good day. No, a leader who is leading themselves is saying, I'm going to make today good, not I hope I have a good day, right? So it's a whole different mindset when it comes to you taking full responsibility for self, for the day, for what you do, for how you feel. This is self-leadership, self-awareness, self-control. We have emotional intelligence. We have self-discipline, self-motivation. Right? It all starts with self. Like, it's discipline that comes from me, right? It's motivation that comes from me. I'm not waiting for somebody else to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do. I'm not waiting for somebody else to come and all right, good job, Richard, you can do it. And when I get it, I enjoy it. I like it. I'm thankful for it. Man, thank you. I let it pump me up. I use it. Yes. But if I don't get it, it's not going to ruin me. It's not going to be like, oh, nobody supports me. Nobody cheers me on. If I had somebody who, like, you know, I don't know, something. If I had somebody that was just there, at least make it easier. Oh, come on, Nick. We're powerful people. And I need you to embrace that so you can lead yourself and not wait for other people or blame or worried about what other people are doing or not doing. Like, it's about what you are going to do. It's self-leadership, self-discipline. You motivate yourself. How do you motivate yourself? You get really clear on your motive. Your motive is very connected to your motivation. So if you lost motivation, it's because you lost vision and clarity and commitment to your motive. Why did you start to do this in the beginning? Why did you start this, right? Get clear on your why, that motive, and you'll start to generate some more motivation. Another thing is like, okay, if you don't do it, what are the consequences? Not just envisioning the reward of you accomplishing what you said you would do. This is leadership, right? This is you making sure you are doing what you said you would do. So a good way to motivate yourself and create leverage is to know the benefits, the rewards of you accomplishing, but also the consequences of you not. This is also you creating leverage in yourself as a leader to motivate yourself. right? So even if you don't feel motivated, you need to have that self-discipline. Self-discipline does cost, okay? It does cost. It's not easy. It's heavy sometimes, right? It doesn't feel good. Sometimes it freaking hurts. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's frustrating. Sometimes it's irritating. Sometimes it's like, ah, I don't want to. That self-discipline, it does have a cost, okay? Yes, I get it. Sometimes it's freaking painful, but it's pain with purpose. Why? Because regret also has a cost, and it costs much more, and it weighs much more. The weight of regret is much heavier than the weight of discipline. So I want to encourage you to discipline yourself. Don't wait for other people to tell you or to tell you what you're missing on. You be on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself, but be clear for yourself of what you want to do. Be intentional with how you're living, your daily decisions, how you wake up in the morning, the kind of face you have on, the energy, the attitude. You know, like every time you transition from one place to another, you're releasing that tension, that stress, everything that is. You're releasing it on purpose, with purpose. This is you being intentional, you being a self-leader. This is you leading yourself. So you're not carrying negative stuff from this into the next one. That's a transition, going from one place to another. To lead yourself best, be a good self-leader. In order to lead other people, you have to know how to lead yourself. In order to lead yourself through the day, you got to know how to handle transitions. Release the tension. Release the tension. Release the tension and set a new intention. Release the tension. Release it. Forget about what was and let's get clear on what is. Set a new intention. What do you want to do? What's the outcome? What's the goals? What are the results that you want to create for today, for this next hour, for this next week? This is you being very intentional with your living. This is self-leadership. Self-leadership, this means that you are waking up on time, getting there on time or early so that you're not rushed. You're prepared when you get there, whatever it is. This is being leading yourself, whether it's personally or professionally. It's not just, oh yeah, I'm always on time when it's work, I'm there. But personal stuff, eh. No, be who you are. Your repetition becomes your reputation. What you do on a daily basis becomes a part of you, of how people see you. So be a high, put a higher standard for yourself, not because other people are telling, not because I'm telling you, for yourself, because your repetition becomes your reputation. So set a high standard, you know, that way the next generation or your kids or your family or those people that you're leading to where you set a high standard where your ceiling becomes their floor. Your ceiling becomes their floor, and that's a leader. You are paving the way. You are raising the standards so that way they see, wow, look at Richard. He's showing up. He's on time. He's looking good. He has a good energy. He's producing results. He is adding value. He is helping us. Man, that's a good standard. I respect that. I want to follow that. I'm influenced by that. I will work hard for that because he's not just telling me what to do. He's showing me. He's producing results. He is leading himself. I can, that creates more influence. That helps you to be a better leader to others, but it starts with you. This is level one. This is the basics. Self-leadership. So when it comes to leadership, what is the most important level? The most important thing, the most powerful thing, the place where you need to start? Self-leadership. Get your own life together, right? Get your life in order, your health. How's your health? Basic stuff. Are you drinking enough water? Are you eating the health foods? Are you exercising? And not just here and there when you feel like it, when it's convenient, but you're doing it because it's a discipline. Are you having your morning routine? Because you know as a leader, if you win the morning, you can win the day. If you win more days, you win more of the week, you win more weeks, you win more of the month. Now you're winning more in life. Now you're being a better leader, a self-leader, and other people can respect that. And they follow you more because you're their leader. This is how it happens, guys. So the most important, most powerful thing when it comes to leadership, the first thing you need to start is self-leadership. So thank you, guys. I'm Richard Martinez. Hope you guys enjoyed this and get a little challenge here, right? Because I'm always trying to help people to grow. I'm like the growth guy, the people that help people and businesses grow. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Comment, give me your feedback, questions, whatever. Like, comment, share. You know all the good stuff, right? Subscribe, share this stuff. If it's getting value to you, let me know. If there's any other topics that you would like to hear teachings on, comment here. Other than that, Look at the other opportunities, the other free trainings I have, on-demand trainings. Go to my website. It's richardmartinez.com to see other memberships I have. Bless you guys. And now, let's go lead yourself.